Here is a very simple example of how alpha, beta, and gamma can reveal patterns of diversity. Let's say a researcher wanted to compare patterns of fish diversity among ponds in urban areas versus rural areas. They sampled two different sites or ponds in each setting, and the diversity of fish in each site is shown in the diagrams. You can see how the two sites in the rural area are identical, with species richness equal to 6, and they are all equally abundant. Since they're all equally abundant, diversity is maximized, and any measure of effective number of species, D, will be equal to species richness. There is perfect overlap, so gamma equals alpha, and beta is equal to 1. This tells you essentially that these two ponds are the equivalent of having one pond, at least as far as biodiversity is concerned. In the urban setting, the alpha diversity of the two ponds are the same at just 4 species. But not all the species are the same, and they have different relative proportions. The species richness, D at Q equals 0, of both ponds is 4. The gamma richness is 6. So beta diversity is 1.5, telling you that these ponds are 50% different from each other. If we take into account the fact that the relative proportions aren't even in these ponds, alpha diversity, D at Q equals 1, declines a bit to 3.8. The relative proportions in the pooled communities is even, however. There are 2 of each fish if you combine the ponds together. So that gives a gamma diversity of 6, equal to gamma using richness alone. Thus, the beta diversity comes out to be 1.6. The ponds are less similar to each other than as measured by richness alone, because they are also uneven. Remember that this is just a simple calculation of diversity across 2 communities, but these measures can be used across multiple communities as well.